Viewer discretion is advised.
All activities performed in-game and are fictitious.
Arcane magic is not to be used lightly and by amateurs. All magic performed in this show was performed by an expert.
Feel free to try this at home.
Why don't you guys introduce your characters? Suzanne, you want to go first?
Sure. I am Aelin. I'm a wild elf sorcerer who is a ship. I believe I'm a shifter when I'm stuck in this goddamn elf body.
Like I was a doppelganger.
Kind of. Yes.
Cool.
I should be able. I have memories of days when I could shift, and. Oh. They may be a little muddled by the alcohol, but my bounty hunter days are over.
You like shift when you drink too much?
Always.
Yeah, that happens.
I can't control
it. The RL.
I can't control it. How did we get here?
All right, Eric.
I'm Quadio the Righteous. Came from my temple. Here to do everything I can for the common people. You know, everybody needs some help. You know, they need my money, they got it. Yeah.
All right. I'm playing a half-orc rogue.
Wait, who are you?
What?
No, who are you though?
I'm Rob.
Rob, right. Sorry.
All
right. Sorry about that.
I didn't think about that.
Yeah, I didn't. Yeah.
I didn't think about the introduction of the player.
Just fan voice.
I'm playing a half-orc rogue named Krunk, with the K at the beginning and the C at the end.
Classic.
I come from a very poor family, and I got into crime, paying for my sick mother's medication, and I found out that it was kind of a lot of fun. And, you know, I'm
classic
kind of a thrill seeker, and I like hitting people with stuff.
Great. So you guys all received I'm not sure how you guys want to like get your backstories together about how you guys particularly got together as a group. Maybe we'll do like a background thing some other time, but you guys are all working together as a team, and you guys get a letter of invitation from the Baron of the Barony, of course the Barony that you're from. You guys are probably from the city of Greyhawk, the free city nearby, but I'll let you guys figure out if you're exactly from there or not.
I'm sure they got a temple.
Right.
slums. There must be slums.
I must have wandered this way.
So you guys all meet up, and you're invited to the estate of the Baron, as he requires some help. That you guys would be particularly good at doing, being adventuring sorts. So you guys all, you get to the Baron's estate. It's a fairly decorative manor. It's one of the few in the barony, so large because most people live in smaller. This place mostly works off of like a potato and carrot economy. Minecraft style. Everybody's, there's like crap.
No Fletchers.
Train emeralds for carrots.
Right. Yeah. All the time. The Baron is rich in emeralds, that's for sure. So, you guys are invited to dinner with the Baron. So you guys, you go up to his estate, which is almost a palace in comparison to the rundown homes and buildings around. The place is, you know, it looks like, you know, people try to keep their homes up, but, you know, everything's kind of, this whole section of the barony is in a little bit worse for wear lately. You guys know from, you know, just being, living around here that this place is not doing so great with tax revenues and things. You know a little bit about the Baron, if you guys want to make knowledge checks, see what you know about the Baron.
Knowledge royal.
Yeah, knowledge royal.
Knowledge local.
Knowledge local, yeah.
I
think it's so important to note that we are not actually playing 3.5. We are playing, or 5th edition, we're playing a weird, homogenized fucking monster of both. That is my D&D world, where skills aren't really the way that skills work. They're more like 5th edition skills, and 5th edition rules are mostly thrown out the window whenever I have the opportunity. So, anyway, what you guys get on your...
11.
All right.
20.
Your intelligence.
Yeah.
Okay. 8.
Awesome.
I did good.
All right, so... Not unsurprisingly that, you know, being the wanderer, that you don't have a good, really good idea about this Baron. You've heard of him a little bit. Eric, you got a 11?
Yeah.
You know a little bit more about this guy. He's got a bit of a reputation as being kind of a, very roguish, but kind of like, you know, he's got like a long, curly mustache and like...
So we'd be better off with a clean-shaven, honest Baron.
Right, yeah. This guy definitely is known for being at least somewhat, sketchy. You've seen this, like, people know him as kind of a sketchy guy.
Would you say that he might be a robber Baron? Or not quite?
So with your 20, Rob, you know that this guy has a reputation of being one of the most cartoony villains of the Baron out there. Like, he's got, like, the top hat and long curly mustache, the maniacal laugh, and sinister plan kind of thing.
He hired my you know, gang once.
Right. So,
you know.
Right, he's got some, you know, he hired you as, like, you know, some help, some thuggery around his barony at one point when there was, like, a, you know, a farmer uprising or something. So you guys are led in by a man who introduced himself. He's like, oh, you know, I'm John. I'm the Baron's manservant. It's good to meet you. You must be one of the many guests. So, you know, so who could I see? You know, letters of invitation. So you guys, you know,
fork it over.
fork it over.
Yep.
He's like, oh, great. Right this way. And you guys are led. Led into this manor, and you guys are taken into like a greeting hall, and there's it's a pretty big room. It's got a big table filled with you know, decadent cheeses and wines and all kinds of, you know, accoutrements, kinds of nice little tasty snacks, and there's a couple other people in this room, who are apparently waiting, and Johan, he's like, oh, you know, you guys are the last to arrive. You'll, you know, have to wait to see the Baron. He's currently taking care of, be swearing in the new sheriff of Ackerman. So you'll have to wait a few minutes to look around. Inside this room, there are a couple of individuals. And they look over as you walk in. There is a trio in one side of the room. A young woman, a young elf woman, who is lazily tossing a dagger up in the air. There's a couple of holes in the wall where you can see that she's, like, been throwing her dagger at the wall. And, you know, it looks like she's, like, stopped. And now she's just, like, you know, practicing, like, sort of juggling. There's a dark-haired... tall man in a red robe reading a book, and he glances up at you briefly and snickers and continues reading. And there's a very, very large blonde-haired man with blue eyes, and he is huge. He is one of the biggest people that you've ever seen.
Is he carrying a lightning hammer?
No, he is.
Alternately, does he have a little blonde curl of hair up here?
Is he Major Armstrong?
Yeah.
No, but he is carrying a very large greatsword on his back. You know what? Fuck it. He is carrying a great big hammer on his back. Fuck it. This guy is huge. He's got a little curl on his head. He looks like Major Armstrong from Full Metal Alchemist. And when he sees you, he's like, "Hail! Good show. You the new recruits?"
"Quite."
"Ah, yes. The Baron can't really afford our services anymore. You must be the new help." And the wizard, or the guy in the red robe, he looks over and he's like, "Yeah, the new replacements, this is the B team, as it were."
That will be great.
So, and the elf woman kind of laughs at that. She's like, "Oh, they'll do fine. You know, this place is great. You guys seem cool. You know, what are your names? Who are you guys?" "My name is Tiara."
"I'm Claudia.
The Righteous."
"I'm Krunk."
"I'm Aelin."
"Ooh. It's nice to meet you guys. You know, hopefully maybe we'll see you around. You know, we're some pretty prominent adventurers ourselves." And, you know, Caleb pipes up. He's like, "Yeah, we're, as long as you guys don't die, you don't look like much."
"These looks, come on."
"Yeah, what's your charisma? What's your charisma?"
14.
"Oh, okay, yeah, he's, you know, maybe the elves give me a little side eye. You know, you're pretty cute, you know."
I'm just kind of growling.
Just me.
People are kind of pissing me off.
Bunch of flesh sacks.
My hand
wondering
is on my
that large man.
Hand crossbow.
"Always ready. Be prepared."
The large man, he's like, "My name's Orin. You look like you've got some muscles. There's nothing I respect more than muscles."
I drop into a power flex.
he starts flexing too. "Here, roll the flex. Roll the flex too. See how you flex off."
Flex,
oh, I got off. 6. Oh. And your strength. What's your strength bonus?
Oh, plus 3.
Right. Yeah, you flex on him a little bit. He like does like a little spin move flex and like gets a length, like, and light starts shining from his fucking chest. You know, you're like, you know, this guy is the real deal.
You're what I aspire to be, sir.
So, and he's like, you know, he whips off his belt, so his pants, like, fucking, his pants come with him. And he's like, this is the mark of the champion. I am the greatest gladiator in all of the land. No one can stand." And, like, you can see Kelly kind of, like, shrugging his eyes and, like, rolling his eyes at this.
It doesn't get in the way.
And you hear Tiara, she's like, "Not at all." Ooh! But Oric doesn't, he doesn't stop. He like, starts going in on this like, rant, this, like, muscle mania-esque fucking show of his, you know, champion gladiator's belt. And you guys can't, you know, over this din, you can't even hear the door open as you see a young woman leave the sheriff, or presumably the sheriff. She leaves the Baron's office, and you see the Baron come out. And he is as cartoonish as I described him before, with a curly mustache, long black goatee, which he's currently stroking, you know. And
the wax is dripping.
You know, and the sheriff is kind of like, I don't really know if I should be, you know, working for this guy. But she doesn't say that, you know, you just kind of like get that from her body language. And the Baron, you know, he's like, you know, come on in. You know, he like motions to the you know, come here to the other adventuring party, whose name is the golden dragons or something. I don't know. I'll fix that in post. I'm gonna fix a lot of things in post. Probably not that. Anyways, he's like, come on in. Go, you know, the golden dragons, come in.
I walk up, eyeing him warily,
sort of grunt and
he's like,
walk over.
You know, you are. You guys must be the my new recruits. I'll be with you in just a few minutes. He takes the other adventuring party into his office, and he's gone for a few minutes. You know, you guys have time to, you know, kind of like look around the room, and there's a big painting of, you know, what might be the Baron's uncle, who's an equally greasy and skeevy looking dude with equally greasy mustache, Waluigi style.
It's funny, that's pretty much the exact body type I was imagining was Waluigi.
He's even got like a purple cape on and shit. You know, just cartoonishly bad. And the golden geese, the golden dragons come back. The golden geese.
That's a better one.
That's totally the name of the Always Sunny in Philadelphia D&D Deandra's team. Whenever they're playing Charlie McDennis, the golden geese. So they're definitely going to be the golden geese from now on.
All right.
The golden geese come out of the Baron's office, and they're all, you know, they all have large bags, big dollar bill signs on them, big G's on them with the lines. You can tell that it's got filled with gold. The wizard, whose name you actually did not catch, he cracked one final joke about, you know, your shitty gear, how you're all gonna die.
What did we say, Shady McWiz?
and they leave. The Baron goes and pours himself a wine.
We'll be great replacements.
He's like, yeah, I never really cared for that much.
Losers.
So he's like, yeah, it's good to meet you. I am the Baron. I am the Baron Ron Sticking Sam. Ron Sticky Hands. and I've asked you here to help me with a quite important problem I have. One of the parts of my barony has come under quite a bit of trouble of late, and I need some strong backs and good wills to go and take care of this issue for me. If you would do this, I am willing to pay you very handsomely in gold pieces or in items of magical sorts and things. There's a bit of a goblin problem, I believe. But I have a witness here for you who can explain the problem in better detail than I. So, you know, and he's like, you know, come, Davenport! You know, and this dude comes out, and he's, you know, he's got a huge bandage on his head. He's all fucked up. And he's wearing, you know, peasant's garb kind of thing. And he's like, oh, you know, he's a tall dude. He's like, oh,
Baron. Up there in the breeze.
So, he's like, oh, and, you know, Baron's like, okay, you know, tell your story, Dad. Oh, fine. He, like, gets a little, you know, the Baron goes and pours himself a glass of wine, you know. And, the guy's like, oh, you know, the guy, first came the sickness, you see. Oh, we were working in the fields, and there was a mist. This weird mist came from the hills. From the hills. It was this green mist, you see. And everybody got sick. Everybody was sick. We were laid up for days. Days! We couldn't do nothing. The crops, they rotted. They were all rotten. That's why we weren't able to supply Ambermill with the grain they needed. And then... We finally got better. Things started being okay, and then the goblins came. The goblins! They did this to my head! They did this! You see? And he, like, you know, takes off some of the bandages, and you can see this fucking, like, weird part of his brain is just, like,
over
and you know, coming out. He's all, like...
At this point, I walk over and I pour myself a glass of wine,
the Baron's like slugging it. He's like, you know, the goblins, they came and they said that they sent the fog, and if we didn't give them half of our tributes, that they would continue making us sick. So and they killed the knight who's in charge of the lands, and the only one left with any kind of authority is the squire, and he sent me. We can't take care of him. And the Baron's, you know, the Baron pipes, hey, this is why I need you, my good man. And women, of course. I need you to go to this place and get rid of these goblins so that I can get my grain going. Because as you might have noticed on the outside of my town, I have not been able to supply the kingdom with the ample grain supplies, so my taxes have been needed to go up, which has caused lots of economic problems, disparities, and I would like to help the people, and I cannot. So I need you to go to this place and get rid of these goblins. What do you say?
For the good of the common people.
How much are you paying us?
I am willing to offer you 300 gold pieces apiece. Enough for a fine masterwork item. Or you can take stock of my minor magic items. One for each of you. Nothing too crazy, but, you know, might be something as nice as a feather falling fucking headband or a glove of whacking you off. I don't know.
I
got all sorts of neat magic items back here. Just you wait. Utility.
It never leaves me behind.
Yep. He's got like a little bag of goodies. You know, he shows you them, and it's like a magic hairbrush and like, you know, magic cup. Nothing too crazy, but they're, you know, some neat magic items.
Crickets and stuff.
Yeah, that will do some minor magic things. Like one of them's like a comb of prestidigitation, and one of them's like a, you know, a squirt gun of acid splash that'll shoot like once a day or twice a day. So it's like a bunch of low level magic items, you know.
Okay, magic items.
Yeah. Or, and he's also willing to give you straight up gold if you want to just, you know, take it and buy like a masterwork something or magic items or something, whatever.
Donate to the temple.
Yeah, you could also donate it. To him. Which would be great. I'm sure that would go well. And he's like, alright, thank you, Davenport. You may go back to your group while I talk to my guests. He's like, and he leaves. The Baron's like, now that we are alone, I have another thing that I must tell you about. And he reaches into his pocket and he pulls out a ring. It's got a little spiral. A spiral emerald goes all the way around it. And it's a very intricate looking ring. It looks like it's worth quite a bit of money. And he's like, I want you to take this ring with you. When I was a child, I lived in this area. And this ring I found on a body there. It was in a depot, a storage facility of some sort, some kind of complex. Maybe it was just a weird cave. It's very old. One of those places, you know, dare your friend to go inside. Ooh, to hear the ghost. Ooh, because it was scary, you know. Ooh, it was freaking me out. And I saw a corpse. And I was like, oh, fuck that. Of course, I checked what was on it. I saw this shiny ring.
Gotta check.
So, and I'm concerned because of the reports that I think that these goblins may have found this area as well. I know that it's marked by a small hedgerow, and then there's a huge slab of marble you can't miss, hiding the entryway. It's on a little island outcrop, just on the other side of this river. If you follow the stream out of town, you should be able to find it. I'm not sure, but I have my reasons to believe that this is connected to the goblins somehow.
Must be a pretty big river to have an island in it.
It leads into a small lake.
Okay.
A small lake nearby. You guys would know this because you have... Because
you've studied the geography of this land very
because
well.
Because I have knowledge.
Yeah. But, essentially...
Fuck, you guys don't know these things?
And I'm making up a new geography for the world. Like, Greyhawk is just kind of this is an alternate dimension kind of thing, where I'm just taking the city and it's just a name. But basically, Greyhawk is this, like, central, like, city.
And there's
baronies around. There's, like, three or four different baronies. Connected to this barony, there is this huge forest, which is filled with spiders, which is connected to the next nearby barony, which is, like, cuts the two in half. Like, it kind of breaks this one off, making it so that this barony is kind of, like, the only one on its side. Because on the other side is this lip. But it is mostly isolated by this large body of water and this forest filled with spiders. Which is one of the reasons why it has formerly been one of the better baronies as far as, you know, where to live. Like, it's got, you know, pretty decent land and all that stuff, but...
Got spiders guarding it.
It's got spiders in a fucking giant lake. So, people have always done pretty well. And, so the baron's like, you know, okay, so I want you guys, I want you to take this, his accent has totally changed. I want you guys to take this Zeus ring to this place that I think that I believe that these goblins are associated with. But first, you must help my town, my small village. And he's like, I've already instructed Davenport to take you there. So if you go in the morning, when you guys are ready to leave, you can travel with him, take you right to the spot.
Always ready to help.
Great.
Sounds good to me.
So, you guys go have a nice restful sleep, have some drinks, eat some foods, wake up the next morning. Davenport's got a little cart, right? He's like, because he's losing his mind.
Need some help lugging that?
Yeah, so, you know, if you guys want his brain out. Yeah, he doesn't really. He's missing part
Should
of this.
Should not be.
He's lost a little bit of personality.
Yeah, he is slowly
traveling.
All right, I'll help tug the cart. Unless he's got a horse.
No, he's got like a mule. So you guys can. You guys just whip him as he's dragging this cart. There's no horse. It's just Davenport.
Just Davenport.
All right, I'll help him pull it.
No, there's no horse. There's no horse. That's too cruel. It's way too awful.
Under this baron, you never know.
Yeah. So you guys jump on this cart. Davenport pulls you along. His horse is also named Davenport. There's the horse Davenport. And there's the man Davenport. The Davenport directs Davenport to drag you on the cart. The horse is in the cart, and Davenport's pulling the cart. sorry. That will fix that in post.
That was perfect.
And you guys travel to this small town, and it's a pretty nice travel. You know, it's pretty scenic. You guys get some sun, sunbathe a little bit, have some snacks, some hardtack. You know,
it's delicious.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know why the Baron would give you, like, some reasonable food. Maybe he doesn't have any. So, you guys travel to the town of Thistle.
Thistle?
Thistle.
The Thistle.
The Thistle. The town of Thistle. You guys roll in, and Davenport slows down, and then Davenport gets off the cart.
All right, help the horse down.
Yeah, you help the horse off the cart. And... the townspeople, they're realizing that you guys are not, you know, any kind of, you know, you guys are friendly. They come up to you and, they start distributing the medical supplies and the healing, you know, he's got a couple healing kits and some food because, you know, the crops have been going bad because of this mist. And, they're all kind of like talking to themselves and, nobody really approaches you guys first.
It's like all humans?
It's like mostly humans, yeah. Mostly okay. Human peasants and maybe a few dwarves. Maybe a gnome or two. Maybe a halfling. But nothing too crazy. Like, you know, like, it's a pretty basic hamlet for the most part. After after about 5 minutes, a man in a metal helmet with a red sash comes out of one of the buildings, walks up to you guys. Davenport, who are these guys? Who Who are these guys? Davenport's like,
these are the guys of the Barren Sand. You know, it's like, you know.
Basically dying at this point, yeah. Most likely.
You can see, like, flies.
He's been given little to no medical attention. They put bandages around it, and that's it.
I don't know why they didn't cast Cure on him or something like that.
I try and wrap his bandages better.
Yeah, sure, maybe he'll check.
I wrap them poorly.
You made it worse.
You kind of open it up and you can see like the you smell it and you're kind of like, oh, and you just like can't, you kind of wrap it back up and it doesn't like go back together, right?
You tore some of the bandages and you don't really like have new ones.
You know, throw some tape on there, that would be great.
Yeah, duct tape it. Duct tape his brain into place. this guy with the red sash is the squire. And he's like, I gotta pick up a voice for this guy.
Howdy. My name's Squire John. John Doe. It's nice to meet you.
Well, hello there, Mr. Doe.
So I heard that you guys are here to take care of this goblin problem. You guys gonna help me with this goblin problem?
Point me in the right direction.
All right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I got a plan. So, I want to see what you think. So, tomorrow, we're supposed to be meeting them goblins in a clearing about a mile away up there. And there's some trees, and there's a little stream, and it's a big old clearing. So I was thinking that we go there, we set some kind of thing for them, and you guys rough them up or something, and do your thing. And I'm going to go back to town afterwards. I'm going to make sure that if you die, that the town's protected.
We're acting in the name of Paylor. He's by our side.
I'm here to help, and I will definitely take you to this. I will do whatever you guys think is good for this plan. If you guys want to make, if you have some kind of plan for this kind of thing, because it's just going to, like, you know, I'm guessing we're going to have our cart, and we're going to have our cart of tribute for these goblins, and then they're going to show up, and then we can give them the tribute, and we can follow them back to their home, or maybe you could fight them, and we can get some vengeance, or something.
Yeah, we can find the root of the problem if we follow them.
Right. So, I'm going to leave that up to your discretion on what you guys want to do. If you guys want to make a little plan of attack a roo this evening, I'll have one of the families put you up in the butt, farm butt, and you guys can stay up in one of the barns there. Be nice and clean, I promise. Well, not that clean, but clean enough. For y'all.
Yeehaw.
Especially that one. The green ugly one.
Alright, well, so what the fuck are we doing right now?
So
can we get a map?
Yeah, he can provide you with like a little map. He can provide you with a map. He shows you the area, like the clearing, and there's some trees up on the northern end, which are not like spider trees. But it's a pretty, and this is like the spot that the goblins have chosen. And it's not, so it's like, it's a pretty open spot. There's a small hill with some trees up in it, and like a bunch of trees up on a hill, and then there's the stream. And then pretty much it's just fields to the left, with the stream to the right, hills up north,
then
south of the town.
Should probably go in under the cover of night, because that's some easy pickings with a bow.
Well, that's also not going to be a if you want to, like, give them the tribute and then go after them at night, but they're going to they're meeting us tomorrow at noon. We're supposed to be there at noon. Mm. So, and that's, that's one of the reasons. Because last time we gave them tribute, they killed the knight. So.
Did you give the full tribute?
Yeah.
All right.
I'll
stand here looking brawny.
They killed the knight. Who was sent to give them the tribute?
Well, I guess they did it as like a intimidation kind of thing. We buried them, but it was a big loss to the community.
So we should just go kill the goblins.
I mean, yeah, if you know where they is. But regardless, we gotta meet them for tribute tomorrow. And if I'm the only one there,
and I don't.
So we'll kill them.
But I don't think I have enough tribute. And if I show up, I'm not gonna have enough turnips, and they're gonna get me. Little nasty little green bastards are gonna get me.
Oh, we'll intimidate them right back.
Yeah. All right.
As I said, we'll kill them.
All right. So you guys want to so.
Well, should give the tribute so we can follow them back, so they don't have to, so they don't send more goblins to get more tribute.
And then we'll kill them.
Yeah, we'll kill them there.
Okay.
Instead of here.
That works.
All right.
If you say so.
What could go wrong? So you guys, go to bed, presumably in the one of the barns. Gets put up the butt by barn butt by one of the old pheasants. You guys sleep relatively okay. Wake up the next morning and get the tribute together to the big old wagon. And you guys head to the meeting spot.
Hey guys, it's me, Gabe, your DM, your host, and your buddy. I just wanted to give a quick shout out to all the people helping with this project, and thank you guys for listening. Kari Thompson, Nick Cash, Rob Dean, and everybody else, thank you. The tenuous name of the show is Game of Thrones, but we're going to probably change that. Give us a like on iTunes, on YouTube, or whatever, and share us on whatever media device you happen to be using to listen to this podcast. Thanks again for listening. Bye.